After just 10 months, our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is stopped. Wages are up. Prices are down. Our nation is strong. America is respected again. And the United States is back.
You know, life can sure be funny. Things have been going so awesome and fabulous in America, and everywhere you turn, you see love and happiness. But for some of us, we still can feel a little down somehow, a little glum. It's weird. That's why Fearful Symmetry is so pleased to announce a new edition of Happy Thoughts, People. That's 58 pages of positive affirmations and cheerful pictures to remind you of just how darn good we've got it. For instance, on page 43, we find, "Remember, it's always ice cream time." Oh, I'm gonna remember that one. And on page 7, there's this loving reminder, "Trusting authority feels good." Yeah, doesn't it though? I feel good just thinking about that. And just today, I came across one of my all-time favorites, "Rejoice in the Purity of Our Blood." You know, happy thoughts like these, along with the wonderfully colorful illustrations, make me feel awfully good and remind me that we really do live in the best of all possible worlds. So just go to our website, fearfulsymmetry.org, click on Consume, and get yourself a copy of Happy Thoughts, People. We're offering the book for the low price of $30, which is a great deal considering that's about a million smiles. Happy Thoughts, People. Buy a copy today and feel good about everything tomorrow.
The Art of the Smart Toilet. Bold isn't a destination, it's a journey. Discover the Nummy 3.7, our most advanced smart toilet yet. Transform your experience with personalized bidet settings, a soothing heated seat, ambient lighting, and streaming audio. Featuring touchless lid technology, automatic bidet wand cleansing, cream squirter, and adjustable core vibration pathways, the ultimate comfort and clean awaits. Explore the power of the Nummy 3.7 at endtheheartbreakofanalfissures.com.
Welcome to Fearful Symmetry.
You will awaken again. After you are awake, you will be given a picture magazine to look at. Claire, for you, the pictures on the left-hand pages will be very amusing, while those on the right will be depressing. Don, for you, the situation will be reversed. The pictures on the right-hand pages will be amusing, while those on the left will be depressing. Do you understand? Do you understand, Don? Claire, do you understand? All right. Now I shall count to five, and you'll be wide awake. Be sure to study each page carefully. Ready? One, two, three. You're awakening more and more. Four, and five. You're wide awake. Hello.
Washing away.
How do you feel?
Washing away. Washing away with Paul Clarion. Here is the place, now is the time. Washing away with Paul Clarion.
Hey there, cosmonauts. Greetings and salutations to my fellow passengers on Spaceship Earth. You've reached your destination. You've arrived at our constellation of love, caring, and forgiveness. I'm Paul Clarion, and this is another episode of Washing Away. Let's begin our communion. I see a new friend waiting at the portal. Come in, new friend.
Hi there, Paul. Can you hear me? My name is Ryan. I'm Ryan.
Yes, Ryan, I hear you as clear as the chime of an awakening bell.
How do we do this? Do you ask me something first, or...
Let your spirit lead you, Ryan.
Okay, well, I work in law enforcement, kind of a success now, but you know, had to work my way up.
I see.
I was a part-time security guard for a hardware chain for many years. Had some weight issues, I guess. Drinking problem. Ended up losing my job.
I understand.
And then, well, I became an assistant deputy sheriff in a rural community in Arizona.
Good, Ryan. Good.
My brother-in-law was the sheriff, and so, you know, he brought me in. Not much danger out there, of course. Not a lot of action, but they gave me a badge and a nice-looking handgun, and it felt pretty good.
Wonderful, Ryan.
And then late last year, opportunity came calling, as they say. It was after President Trump got elected, and you know, we've got a big problem in America with all these criminal foreigners. I'm sure you understand about that, Paul.
Problems with foreigners.
Big problems, Paul. Illegals, murderers, rapists, marauding, and such.
Oh, I see.
I mean, they're taking over, basically, and, well, we're finally doing something about it, and I'm doing something about it. See, a buddy of mine reached out to me about working for ICE, and that's the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Next thing you know, I got hired, so that's no small thing.
Good for you, Ryan.
Well, thanks, Paul. Pretty important stuff. I had to go through rigorous training for almost 3 days. They've got awesome weapons there, and I'm part of a big team making all kinds of raids that you probably saw on the nightly news.
A big team.
Yeah, I got the mask, the vest, the whole works. People seem afraid of me now, Paul.
I see.
And to be honest, I kind of like that, because for most of my life, everyone looked down on me. You know, women, especially, they looked down on me.
You deserve respect, Ryan.
Exactly. So anyway, in the last few days, I participated in several operations where, you know, I had to draw weapons on children to prevent any sudden moves, right?
Right.
And yesterday, one of these kids happened to pee their pants as soon as I waved the gun, right? Peed his pants like a little baby and started crying and all that.
Wet pants.
And the mother started screaming, saying the kid had some kind of cancer and don't put him in that cage. Please, God, don't put him in that cage. He'll die without his medicine. And so it was this whole scene, right?
How did that make you feel, Ryan?
Well, at the end of the day, pretty darn good. The children of terrorists, they grow up to be terrorists. Everybody knows that. I'm keeping people safe, Paul. Good people like you, and that's satisfying.
Your work is satisfying.
Plus, you know, I get to meet a lot of women in vulnerable situations, and that makes me feel pretty good about myself.
Right. So what seems to be troubling you, Ryan?
Why I called in. Thing is, I kind of lied in the government job application. I said I had a high school degree, and long story short, I never did get to the 11th grade, you know?
I see.
Of course, that makes no difference, right? It's a stupid requirement, but now that I've got this big-time job, I just feel a little guilty about the whole business, you know?
You feel guilty?
Yeah, I do. I do, and it's got me a little dejected, I guess. There's a raid going down tonight. I can't tell you exactly where, of course, but it's a hospital maternity ward. Most of the patients are dangerous illegals, and normally I would be pumped, handcuffing them, roughing them up, throwing them in the van, the whole sweet process of deportation. But now, the guilt from lying on the application sort of nags on me.
Feelings of guilt.
Right. And once I heard you say something about how guilt was, you know, not a good thing.
Guilt muddies the pure water, Ryan. When the guilt is removed, you can discern the divine flow.
Yeah, that's it. That's the kind of thing you were talking about, Paul. I want to get back that divine flow. So maybe I thought you could give me one of those spiritual pardons.
It is not me, Ryan, that forgives and forgets, but the energy of the cosmos working through me. In the name of the sacred waters, your sins have been washed away. They no longer exist. There is no need for guilt.
Thank you, Paul. That's helpful. In fact, it feels great. I already feel re-energized and rededicated to the great work that I'm doing. I mean, I can't wait for tonight's raid.
And the healing continues. Now I believe we have someone else waiting to come through the portal. Come in, new friend. We await you.
Namaste, Paul. I identify as Rachel.
Namo nama, Rachel. Please feel free to unburden yourself.
Thank you, Paul. I'm a healer who has been called to minister to non-human creatures. Specifically, cats and dogs and bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbits.
I have opened up a series of high-end animal wellness spas to provide mindful spaces for healing and regeneration.
What a generous gift to give our four-legged friends, Rachel.
Thank you, Paul. We offer a wonderful array of the therapeutic techniques for the animals that enter our lives. Our crystal grid healing can tenderly realign your cat's aura.
I see.
Our certified Reiki master can channel healing energy into your dog's root chakra.
Right.
And we offer past life regression counseling for pets who have been met with traumas in their previous incarnations.
How fortunate these animals must feel in your loving arms, Rachel.
Thank you, Paul. The vibrational fields in my spas are truly nurturing. But there are, of course, dangers in our calling. Forces beyond our control.
Oh.
Just yesterday, one of our beloved doggy clients met with a tragic mishap in our canine sensory deprivation pod.
Oh my.
There have also been reports that many of the animals placed in our popular vegan fasting lifestyle program have been afflicted by a series of mysterious and ultimately fatal side reactions.
I see.
And finally, there have been certain disappointments with our body modification plan that brought such smiles to the faces of so many of our animal friends. That is, our plastic surgeons literally created smiles on the faces of pets that appeared somewhat unhappy.
How wonderful.
Through lip lifts, dermal fillers, gum contouring, dental implants, and other forms of surgical reconstruction, our practitioners succeeded in creating precious, happy animal faces that were always smiling.
Good for you, Rachel.
Thank you, Paul. But the results were marred somewhat by infection, paralysis, and death. Of course, they knew the risks going in.
Right. I grieve to imagine how hard this must be for you, Rachel.
Oh yes, Paul. So much pain. I blame myself. I blame myself, though. I have come to realize that many of these animals come to us with their own bad karma, their own toxic energy, if you will.
I understand.
As our lawyers explained to their human caretakers, these accidents were really no one's fault, save perhaps for the dark psychic history of the animal itself.
Their own bad karma.
But if you permit, Paul, I do wish to atone today for any small error or inadvertent misstep to which I may have been an unwitting party.
I hear you, Rachel, and I say to you now, your sins, however minuscule, have been washed away. All is forgiven.
Thank you, Paul. I defer in humble appreciation to the loving vibrations of your consciousness.
And I honor your selfless spirit, Rachel. And now, I would like to briefly share a recent event that may be a comfort to many of you out there listening.
And now, a special moment from Paul Clarion.
I was flying in my private jet. It's a Dassault Falcon 7X with spacious cabin and state-of-the-art avionics, heading toward Kathmandu for a symposium on celestial healing. And there in the sky, amid the heavenly clouds, I experienced an amazing vision. I saw a stream of golden plastic ducks, all shimmering and aglow, dancing in a chorus line with their little plastic duck posteriors pushed up into the air. And I looked over to my attendants, the one washing my feet, another massaging my arms, a third holding a tall cup of lassi protein drink for me to sip. And I saw that they too sensed the presence of a great and divine love. And now let us turn again to our space portal as a new friend awaits. Come in, new friend.
Good evening, Paul. My name is Edward, but I feel like I know you, so please call me Eddie.
Of course, Eddie. You are welcome here and free to speak your truth.
I appreciate that. I'm a big fan, big fan.
I see.
In my opinion, you are the top dog in the entire metaphysics industry. And I'm impressed by the operation you run here. High quality stuff, Paul. Blue chip all the way. Blue chip all the way.
Thank you, Eddie. But I am just a simple man.
Of course, you're modest. But I imagine you see quite a sizable revenue flowing in from all your loving supporters. Am I right? Paul?
The universe provides, Eddie. I am only thankful that I can be of service to others.
Absolutely correct, Paul. I could not agree with you more. At the end of the day, it's what we do for others. Look at me. I've worked as a Wall Street broker for the last 21 years, and I've made millions for my clients.
Good for you, Eddie.
Well, some of them anyway. Of course, I've also made a massive amount of money for myself because we've got to learn to love ourselves too, don't we?
Of course.
Yes, I am grateful that my wealth allows me deep personal understanding through the possession of things. Beautiful women, fine wines, and a series of spectacular homes on 5 continents.
Oh my.
And I do love to travel the world. You see, I have a certain passion for racing all-terrain vehicles through unspoiled nature reserves.
Nature reserves.
Unspoiled nature reserves, Paul. There's nothing quite as delightful as dominating a truly pristine environment.
Wonderful, Eddie. Wonderful.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a most rewarding life. But I'm calling you today because recently I've come to realize that most of my fortune has emerged from the pain and misery of vulnerable old people.
Oh, dear.
You see, my favorite target in resource acquisition has always been elderly pensioners.
I see.
Over the years, I've established a series of simple but highly effective Ponzi schemes. It's a gift, I suppose. I conjure up the most bogus of investments and casually mention them to my aged clients. I just use phrases such as astonishing short-term profits and would be a blessing for one's granddaughter and trust me, this is absolutely fail-safe.
Absolutely fail-safe.
And the poor saps basically put their life savings in my back pocket. Then it's just a matter of depositing the funds into a series of utterly untraceable cryptocurrency accounts and watching my fortune skyrocket. But for my elderly victims, Paul, these investments have meant nothing short of catastrophe. Homelessness, shame, desolation, even suicide.
I believe I understand, Eddie. You were troubled by your actions.
Troubled by? No. Not in the least, Paul. Not in the least. These people are weak. They're stupid. They're old. I'm performing a public service here, much like, say, drowning blind puppies.
A public service?
Why, of course it is, of course. But I adore you, Paul. I am full of professional admiration. So, yes, I'm haunted by my transgressions. Can you ever help me?
You wish for total expiation of your sins.
Yes, Paul, please give this poor soul some sacred anointment.
I am merely an instrument of the loving cosmos, Eddie. But I am here to help you. And so, it is done. Your sins have been washed away. They've all been washed away.
Super, super, Paul. I knew I could count on you.
There will be no further reckoning. You see, Eddie, in the astral fields of vibratory love, the notion of...
Oh, look at the time. Sorry, Paul, but I've really got to run. Love, love, love what you're doing here. Just grade A blue chip stuff, really. You keep up the good work.
Thank you, Eddie, for your kind thoughts. The universe appreciates you and loves you. And now, cosmonauts, we must close the portal and end today's communion. We love, we care, we forgive. Let us wash away the past and live in the ever-flowing now. Till we meet again, fellow travelers, I bid you farewell.
Washing away with all clarion. Here is the place, now is the time. Washing away with all clarion. Washing, washing away.
You've been listening to Washing Away, a production of Fearful Symmetry, written, performed, and produced by Bob Paris. Music and sound art from The Columbians, John Bartman, PC3, and a series of semi-deadly robotic sound machines. The hypnotism passage was from the 1949 film Hypnotic Behavior. Lindsay Arturo voiced the role of Rachel, the enlightened veterinarian. And the Nummy 3.7 smart toilet commercial was created by Deke Weaver, performance artist and bidet enthusiast. For more information, please go to fearfulsymmetry.org.